Well, a few coal seam gas miners may have thrown in the towel this week, but many more miners still remain hell-bent on getting their way. I told you this week about, and I often wonder if we didn't keep at this, where we would be. The whole state would be a quarry. I told you this week about attempts to hack into New South Wales Resources Department computers at the department's Maitland office just before Christmas. Why? Police believe the attacks were a criminal attempt to access confidential approvals information. The department's Maitland office oversees many New South Wales mining approvals. These attacks occurred at a time when a number of very controversial mining projects were at critical stages, including the Chinese government-owned Shenhua, $1.2 billion open-cut watermark coal mine on prime agricultural land in the Liverpool Plains, and Santos's Narrabri coal seam gas project, to which I alluded earlier this week. There was a protest there, and awful stuff done to protesters. More of that later. The proposed Shenhua mine still requires Baird government approval. Could it be that a few Chinese government people wanted the inside running on how that approvals process is travelling? That is not a far-fetched conspiracy theory. 2 months ago, Chinese hackers were accused of mounting a significant cyber attack on Australia's Bureau of Meteorology computers. For some reason, the Baird government will not knock this Shenhua mine proposal on the head once and for all. The mine shouldn't be allowed anywhere near prime agricultural land, especially not the exceptional Liverpool Plains. If it can be established that China is indeed responsible for the Maitland hacking attempts, then that surely must be game, set and match.